There are definite signs of life in Hawaii's film industry. Season 3 of Magnum P.I. launched this week here on Oahu. There's a Netflix feature filming here too, a series on Maui, and an ocean-themed reality show shooting on Hawaii Island. Importantly, the film industry has published a comprehensive plan, a way forward for production during this pandemic. It's intended to ensure the safety of workers, the surrounding community, and, of course, investors. The plan involves strict protocols that State Film Commissioner Donnie Dawson says could be a model for other industries. She says it's no surprise that the film industry is back as Hawaii struggles to recover.
We have a 100-year-plus history of film production in the Hawaiian Islands. And in that time, hundreds of film productions have come to Hawaii and had really incredible experiences here. And it's a very word of mouth industry. They go back to their friends who are producers for another studio or for another production company, and they share their good stories about how successful the production was in the Hawaiian Islands. And it's also because our geographic proximity to Los Angeles is key. I mean, we are a 5-hour plane ride away from Los Angeles, which means that people can come out here, they can work, they can bring their families out to eat in our best restaurants, to stay in our best hotels, to bring their families out and experience the best of Hawaii. It's a more efficient use of our resources. The idea of it being to achieve and maintain a COVID-safe environment that is not going to pose a major risk to community. And the reason why it's so important is that the visitor industry right now is suffering greatly. And that is why we have pulled together the visitor industry, the labor unions that represent those hotel workers, to work in partnership with the film industry unions to provide a safe way forward for not just the film productions, but for the hotel industry. And we don't want to confuse the idea of a working production with this concept of a resort bubble. They are apples and oranges completely. What the public in Hawaii really wants to know and feel good about is that the highest level of safety precautions are being taken. The highest level of safety precautions are being taken, and the medical resources of our communities are not being taxed or put in jeopardy.
What are layoffs like in the industry right now?
They're significant, just like with the hotel industry. And the point to be made there is that this partnership between film production and hotel industry is key. We are talking tens of thousands of people that are out of work if you combine hotel workers and the film workers.
How much of a dent could the film industry make?
It could make a significant dent, potentially get thousands of hotel workers back to work. Film productions need hotels to quarantine in, and in some cases to operate out of. Once these productions start returning at a steady clip, we are going to start to see more and more hotel workers re-engaged, more and more local production workers re-engaged.
Do you think we are going to have productions lining
Absolutely.
Up to combat?
There are between 5 to 7 major productions either looking at Hawaii or are already engaging with Hawaii to get back to work in the film industry. And a lot of much smaller productions that may be forming. You're not going to see like the big monster tentpole productions with hundreds and hundreds of extras, because it's all going to be streamlined to lessen that footprint and make it easier for productions to really control that safe zone environment. So
there's always CGI.
There's always
crowd scenes.
CGI. That is a really important point. But like these hybrid productions, I mean, you'll see situations where a national commercial may hire our local people, but then they'll have the director not even being physically present in Hawaii.
And the market must be huge right now, right? With everybody at home streaming, they got to stream something 24
hours
a day.
That's probably the most key question in all this time, is that content is king. Right now, people are working from home, they are staying at home, and there has never been a higher demand for content. We've got to create the content. And that brings it around full circle to the whole idea that production has to safely take place in order to create the content that people are demanding. I go back to the first big film production that came in here after everything stopped post 9/11, close to 20 years ago. And you had one major Hollywood production, a Bruce Willis film, that came in here. And they immediately contributed to 80,000 room nights at a specific hotel and hundreds of local vendors who had to provide goods and services in order for the production to take place in the islands when no one was traveling. No one was traveling because of 9/11. So now we fast forward 20 years to this very challenging pandemic. And you are going to see the film industry able to provide that same kind of economic rejuvenation. I'm looking forward to the day when we have another conversation, you and I, and we are looking back on those success stories, looking back on a much more hopeful Hawaiian Islands and people of Hawaii who are grateful to an industry for being able to stand in the gap for tourism right now.
Donnie Dawson is Hawaii's film commissioner. She says a major network will be shooting on Maui all of October, and a Doogie Howser MD reboot for Disney Plus called Doogie Kamealoha MD will be shooting here in late November. Chris Lee says he's been working on a project the last 6 months that should be announced soon.